Welcome back. To my knowledge, this may be our first time with one office from one day and another from the previous day, so it's going to be kind of unique. It'll be very interesting. Welcome back. We have the Solemnity of St. Joseph, which is becoming a bigger and bigger deal among Catholics tomorrow, so we'll have evening prayer from that because it's like Sunday themed, so it's very, very high ranked. It's a solemnity during Lent. So here we go. And then we'll also have the Office of Readings from this day in Lent. Like I said, the day before, which is March 18th, and tomorrow is March 19th, the Solemnity of St. Joseph. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts, or come, let us worship Christ, the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come, let us, Psalm 95, come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. So again, pray in the Psalms is an important thing that I found. It's a wonderful thing to do. Some of these prayers are so powerful. So we're going to have Antiphon 1, surrender to God and he will do everything for you, for our Office of Readings from today, March 18th. It's Psalm 37. It speaks of our Lord's Beatitudes, especially blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And so there's a lot of complementarity, even scholars say, between that psalm and the Beatitudes. So it says, the lot of the wicked and the good. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil. For they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. Surrender to God and he will do everything for you. I will repeat after each strophe. If you trust in God, if you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, he will grant your heart's desire. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust him, and he will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the poor and the needy and the poor. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place, he is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fruitfulness of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Father, please intercede for us, Virgin Mary. Intercede with us and pray with us for our needs. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Antiphon 2. Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. No repeating that after each strophe. You will go straight through to the next part of Psalm 37. The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their swords shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of the one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land. There they shall live forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, be our Savior just as you saved your own mother, the incarnate Word and true God and true man, Son of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey him. Antiphon 3. Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord. Keep to his way, for it is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. Seek the just man, mark the upright, for the peaceful man a future lies in store. But sinners shall be destroyed. No future lies in store for the just, for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in Him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts and the Holy Spirit, pour out your great blessings on us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You proclaimed the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Give us generously your gifts. Fill us with your gifts. Teach us to place our trust in the Father. Now we begin the lesson. This is the favorable time. This is the day of salvation. First reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 through 18 and verse 35. The manna in the desert. Having set out from Elim, the whole Israelite community came into the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. Here in the desert, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Now the Lord said to Moses, "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. On the sixth day, however, when they prepare what they bring in, let it be twice as much as they gather on the other days." So Moses and Aaron told all the Israelites, "At evening, you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord as he heeds your grumbling against him. But what are we that you should grumble against us? When the Lord gives you flesh to eat in the evening," continued Moses, "and in the morning your fill of bread, as he heeds the grumbling you utter against him. What then are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Tell the whole Israelite community, present yourselves before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." When Aaron announced this to the whole Israelite community, they turned toward the desert, and lo, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God." In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning, a dew lay all about the camp, and when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes, like horse frost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, "What is this?" For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Now this is what the Lord has commanded. So gather it, that everyone has enough to eat. An omer for each person, as many of you as there are, each man providing for those of his own tent." The Israelites did so. Some gathered a large and some a small amount. But when they measured it out by the omer, he who had gathered a large amount did not have too much, and he who had gathered a small amount did not have too little. So they gathered that everyone had enough to eat. The Israelites ate this manna for 40 years, until they came to settled land. So they ate manna until they reached the borders of Canaan. Responsory prayer. You fed your people with the food of angels, bread from heaven, ready to hand, source of all delight and satisfying to every taste. It was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. It was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. source of all delight and satisfying to every taste. We would have had a reading from St. Augustine, and it's basically just about the Psalms and the Passion of Christ and how Christ and the Church are one. But let's read our special reading for St. Cyril of Jerusalem. Yeah, not as big of a deal as St. Joseph, but still a doctor of the Church, and his reading from a catechetical instruction by St. Cyril of Jerusalem is quite inspiring. Prepare for the Holy Spirit. Let the heavens sing for joy and the earth exalt. For these people who are about to be sprinkled with hyssop will be spiritually cleansed. His power will purify them, for during his passion the hyssop touched his lips. Let the heavenly angels rejoice. Let those who are to be wedded to a spiritual spouse prepare themselves. A voice cries in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And so, children of justice, follow John's exhortation. Make straight the way of the Lord. Remove all obstacles and stumbling blocks so that you will be able to go straight along the road to eternal life. Through a sincere faith, prepare yourselves so that you may be free to receive the Holy Spirit. Through your penance, begin to wash your garments. Then, summoned to the spouse's bedchamber, you will be found spotless. Heralds proclaim the bridegroom's invitation. All mankind is called to the wedding feast, for he is a generous lover. Once the crowd has assembled, the bridegroom decides who will enter the wedding feast. This is a figure for baptism. Give your name at his gate and enter. I hope that none of you will later hear the words, "Friend, how did you enter without a wedding garment?" Rather, all of you hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in small things. I shall put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Up to this point in the history of salvation, you have stood outside the gate. Now I hope you will hear, you will all hear the words, "The King has brought me into his bedchambers. My soul rejoices in my God. He has clothed me in the garment of salvation and in the cloak of joy. He has made me a bridegroom by placing a crown on my head. He has made me a bride by adorning me with jewels and golden ornaments. I do not say these things so that your souls will be found without stain or wrinkle or any other defect. Indeed, before you have received this grace, how could this happen to you who are called to receive forgiveness of sin? Rather, I ask that once you have received his grace, you do nothing to deserve damnation. Even more, I ask you to hasten toward the fulfillment of his grace. My brothers, this is a truly great occasion. Approach it with caution. You are standing in front of God and in the presence of the hosts of angels. The Holy Spirit is about to impress his seal on each of your souls. You are about to be pressed into the service of a great king, and so prepare yourselves to receive the sacrament. Gleaming white garments you are about to put on are not the preparation I'm speaking of, but rather the devotion of a clean conscience. True teaching was in his mouth. No evil was ever found on his lips. He walked with me in goodness and in peace. My hand was a steady help to him. My arm gave him strength. He walked with me in goodness and in peace. Wow. We're going to go and see if we can get evening prayer one for the solemnity of St. Joseph. All right, evening prayer one. Look down on us, St. Joseph, protector of our Lord, who followed you through deserts and gave you blessed reward. Our foes are yet about us. Be strength now at our side. Be light against the darkness. St. Joseph, be our guide. We venerate your justice. The Gospels praise your name. You are the saint all humble who gained eternal fame. In your devoted family, our souls in trust confide. Direct our way to heaven. St. Joseph, be our guide. Jacob became the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. She gave birth to Jesus, who is called Christ. All you see, Psalm 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes. Yes, with the princes of his people, to the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children. Jacob became the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. She gave birth to Jesus, who is called Christ. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph. Psalm 146. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men, in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and the orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:3-10 is our next prayer. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the power of the Holy Spirit. Short reading, just two verses from Colossians 3. Whatever you do, work at it with your whole being. Do it for the Lord rather than for men, since you know full well that you will receive an inheritance from him as your reward. Be slaves of Christ the Lord. The just man shall blossom like the lily. The just man shall blossom like the lily. He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God, like the lily. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The just man shall blossom like the lily. This is the faithful and prudent steward whom the Lord has set over his household. Then we have the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is the faithful and prudent steward whom the Lord has set over his household. Intercessions. All fatherhood in heaven and on earth has its origin in God. Let us turn to him and pray. Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer. All-holy Father, you revealed to Saint Joseph your eternal plan of salvation in Christ. Deepen our understanding of your Son, true God and true man. Father in heaven, you feed the birds of the air and clothe the fields with the fruit of the earth. Give all your children their daily bread to sustain soul and body. Maker of the universe, you have entrusted your creation to our safekeeping. May all who work receive a just reward for their labors. God of all righteousness, you want us all to be like you. May Saint Joseph inspire us to walk always in your way of holiness. This is a good opportunity for us to pray for our fathers, grandfathers, and for the Pope and all religious brothers. We pray for their needs and intentions. We pray for Father Rob, for Father Jim. And as promised, we remember Henry at this time of prayers and his financial and other needs, for God to make a way where there may seem to be only shut doors. We thank you for Charles's improvement in the hospital, and continue to pray for Julia and for Bill, for their needs, their health and body and soul. We're also praying for your personal intentions. And we also say, look kindly on the dying and the dead. Grant them your mercy, Lord. Through the intercession of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one with our praises, let us pray to our Father in heaven, as the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, you entrusted our Savior to the care of Saint Joseph. By the help of his prayers, may your church continue to serve its Lord, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. All right, let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions again for families, and we'll ask for that plenary indulgence before we go. Let us pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now I just want to offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces, as well as any partial indulgences that I've gotten today, for a soul or souls in purgatory, that this blessing of the church, this blessing from the heart of the church, for doing prayers and works with faith, acting through love, may be offered through Christ the High Priest, and may help them. May this be done now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, have a great rest of your night.